And joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from CLE24SportsScout.com, Fred Greetham joining us here this morning. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Gene.
I'm trying to debate if there was a combine for the Cleveland media members. I'm sure you, with the physique that you have, 225, you could probably get that up 10 times, right?
Maybe in my youth when I was playing baseball. But, that's a feat, you know, and when they do it just as the numbers, you know, that's the thing. You know, one would be a feat, let alone to do it the number of times they do it the combine.
I don't know. I've seen Mary Kay enough. I think she could put up 225.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Fred Greetham joining us here this morning. So the combine underway. My question here this morning, Fred, usually the Browns are one overall, top five. So there's a lot of intrigue and interest into the combine because you're trying to identify that quarterback or that top draft prospect that the Browns need to help get in here and work out. But now you're down at 17, so my question here this morning, is there a little bit less intrigue here in the city of Cleveland because the Browns are all the way down at number 17?
I think there is, and I think that's a good thing because the intrigue was always who's going to be the quarterback, and every year that's who they're chasing, and so many times they traded down or they passed over or whatever. Last year made the decision, wasn't consensus by any means by most national experts that there was a franchise quarterback, but in hindsight you look back and you say, wow, they did a good job. Baker Mayfield is that guy, and that alleviates so many problems. You know, you don't have to spend all your time looking and making sure you find the right guy. Now you can address some of the needs, some of the situations that to build around him, and I think John Dorsey did an excellent job last year. Had to kind of take a shotgun approach. They had so many holes, so many openings, and addressed many, many needs. And now you can laser focus in on 2-3 areas that really need attention. And I think that's a good thing. They got salary cap and they got 10 draft picks.
So when you identify those 2-3 areas of need, are you, I think, like most, where we're going defensive front seven, maybe offensive line, maybe wide receiver? Where are the needs that you're looking at that the Browns need to address through the draft and free agency?
Well, I think first off, Greg Robinson signing really addressed, it took the pressure off, I'll say that. I don't know if he's the long-term answer, but it took the pressure off of having to take a left tackle or finding one in free agency. And I really think, yeah, the front seven happens to be, you know, the strength of the draft, particularly the defensive line. And also, right now, there's some interesting guys that are available in free agency. But I think that is where they really need to address. Last year I wrote something, seven steps to turn the Browns around. And John Dorsey addressed those areas. And the only area that I felt needed addressing was the edge rusher. I was a proponent of Bradley Chubb. Cannot argue at all with Denzel Ward because that was a need as well. But I think that's where this year, you know, an edge rusher opposite Myles Garrett could go a long way. Emmanuel Agba, I thought, was going to really have a big year with Garrett getting the attention on the other end. He didn't have, I think he had 3.5 sacks. I don't know if he's – I'm not saying he's not the answer, but they need somebody that can consistently get to the quarterback opposite Garrett. They also need a run-stopping tackle. And so whether they address one of those areas in free agency or in the draft, I think those are two areas that they'll really go after as well as quarterback. I think most of it's defense. They do need a wide receiver, and they do need some depth on the offensive line, but – a lot depends, I think, on what they do with Rashard Perriman, if they can extend him. If not, you know, they may look in free agency or they may look to, you know, use one of their higher picks, you know, on a wide receiver.
Absolutely. Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline is Fred Greetham talking a little bit about the Browns and the NFL scouting combine that is going on today. Wide receivers, tight ends, quarterbacks will be working out today, but as Fred mentioned, tomorrow will be the big day for the defensive front seven as those guys will be in action with corner with a C backs coming up on Monday. So with free agency getting closer, well, I guess it is closer than the NFL draft. So with free agency right around the corner, Browns have close to $80 million to spend. We know Dorsey was aggressive last year, making a couple of trades as soon as the calendar season opened in the NFL, making three trades on one day. Are you thinking we're going to see that kind of activity again, Fred, where John Dorsey is going to get right out in front of it, trying to bring in the talent before anybody else can get their paws on any of these other guys that he's trying to target?
I do. I think that you can laser focus in on, you know, some guys. I don't think anybody thought once Jarvis Landry was franchised last year that he was somebody that the Browns would be able to acquire. And some of these teams are franchising guys, are going to tag them, knowing that they can't get them signed right now. They don't know if they really want to sign them, but they don't want them to just walk. So if they have guys like that, especially in the edge rushing position, you know, a guy like Frank Clark, even if the Seahawks were to tag him or the Chiefs, D. Ford, if you could acquire them in a trade, I think that is the best of both worlds. As you said, they got Demarius Randle, they got Jarvis Landry and Tyrod Taylor. They filled three needs at the time by trade, as opposed to, I don't think John Dorsey's going to be the guy that is going to get into bidding wars and pay big dollars to these top free agents. The best way to get them is to try to go after them in a trade and then lock them up. And then with that said, I think that he'll be judicious. Guys that don't get what they want right off the bat, then come back and maybe get them, you know, for more of a reasonable price. They don't want to shoot all their money, you know, because as you said the other day, they don't feel like they're really going for this. They're at the point where they're right at the doorstep of the Super Bowl. I do think they can compete for the AFC North next year. And so I think they'll be judicious about that. They will build through the draft.
And a lot of talk this week at the NFL Combine has been between two wide receivers. One, Antonio Brown within the division with the Steelers. The other one, Odell Beckham Jr. with the Giants. I know there's been a lot of talk about Odell Beckham Jr. going back to last year, potentially joining the Browns via a trade. Obviously, the GM earlier this week came out and said that, you know, we didn't sign him to an extension to trade him. But do you see there any way, or is it just more of a pipe dream, more talk show fodder to keep bringing up at least that name? I don't see Brown being realistic here in Cleveland, but is it just more talk to keep that alive?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's unlikely either we'll end up with the Browns, but if one of the two, I would think more likely would be Beckham, just because it's in another conference. The Giants, you know, would, if they were to get the compensation that they would want, sure, any GM's going to say they didn't sign a guy to trade him, but I cannot see the Steelers trading him to the Browns. I mean, that'd be crazy. It's kind of like the Cavs trading Kyrie Irving to Boston, you know? Why would you do that? But all things being said, yeah, I think that if any of that would have happened, it'd be Beckham. But I really think that's unlikely at this point. But, again, that could be a Jarvis Landry-type move that none of us saw a year ago.
And the last thing I want to ask you about here this morning, Fred, and Fred Greetham joining us, scout.com, CLE 24/7 Sports. He's joining us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The other thing that came up a lot at the Combine, especially with Freddie Kitchens when he addressed the media and John Dorsey as well, is the second chance given to Kareem Hunt. I don't believe we've talked since that signing was made. Just where do you come out on Kareem Hunt? And also, do you have any timetable, any estimated guess on the suspension that Kareem Hunt may be facing?
No, I don't. As far as that, I'm hearing 4 to 6 games or 6 weeks. But as far as the signing, I think if the Browns didn't sign him, he was going to be signed by another team or two. There was interest. The biggest difference between him and Ray Rice situation, Ray Rice was 28. And he was averaging 3 yards a carry when he had his coming out video. Obviously, it's a bad situation, but Kareem Hunt led the NFL in rushing. It's kind of the same reason that Josh Gordon is still in the league. When talent, when players have talent, they find a way to stay on the, in the league. I'm a proponent, if he clears his suspension, everything gets behind him, and he gets on the field, I think the Browns should use Chubb and Hunt in the backfield together, kind of back in the day of the most teams did run two backs. You know, Mack and Biner, I know it's a little different day and age now, but I think that the Browns really picked up a major weapon, and instead of just playing one of them at a time, I'd get them both out on the field together, and I think that would be a very formidable running game, and you throw in Duke Johnson as well.
It'd be interesting if the Browns got everybody in the league to remodel after themselves, somehow getting 2 1,000-yard backs like the Browns had back in the late 80s. That would be, you know, as they start to transition and then being in the copycat league where everyone goes from passing back to running the ball again. Fred Greatham, I enjoyed the time here this morning. I look forward to talking to you again down the road. Where do people need to go? Follow you on Twitter, read your articles. What do people need to do?
Yeah, then go to at Fred Greatham on Twitter. Or they can go to, like you said, Clee 24/7 Sports or even the Orange and Brown Report, OBR.com. We'll get you there. So thanks for having me on. It was a pleasure, Gene, to talk to you, and have a great day.
You too. Fred's going to go lift some weights now so you can get 225 up a couple of times. But some interesting information there from Fred is the combine is underway. The NFL free agency will be beginning soon. And John Dorsey has a lot of money to spend if he so chooses to do that. He has almost $80 million to spend to help improve the Cleveland Browns.